Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. Before we wrap up today, let's look to ahead to Anaheim, an interesting squad with some amazing young talent. However, rough team this year. And leading that charge, unfortunately, is John Klingberg with one of the worst plus minuses in the league, which is unfortunate. I always try to think of the player, a player that was going to get a solid multi-year contract, thought he could get more, took a chance, and right now on the losing end.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see where he ends up to, because I feel pretty confident John Klingberg will be traded in season. He'll go to a contender, probably a retained salary. Basically, the Ducks signing him, they knew what they were doing. They basically signed him with the concept of they knew they were buying a draft pick by signing John Klingberg. That's really what the Ducks did. It was a really good piece of business by Pat Verbeek, who I think has, if you can be patient, I think he has the Ducks on the right track, but you just have to be patient there. But the Klingberg, there is a bit of lovely irony in the fact that the Stars went and signed Roope Hintz to avoid all drama the day before John Klingberg gets on a plane back to Dallas after what we all saw last season. So yep. I think there's a bit of lovely irony there. The Ducks are one of those teams right now, because of their personnel, that they're kind of like a, they're like one of my, like, it's not NHL TV anymore, it's ESPN Plus or whatever, right? But like, they're one of my, like, I used to call them like my NHL TV teams, where it'd be like, I'm flipping around, and if that team's playing, I'm probably sticking on that's one of the games I'm checking out, just because, not because they're good, but because of their personnel and the way they play, there tends to be some excitement in the game. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what the Ducks are. And they play in exciting games. They're not usually on the winning end of exciting games, but they play exciting games. And I think they've got some guys who are going through a bit of a learning curve and learning the league. Like, for example, as much as an exciting as Trevor Zegras is, I think there's still so many elements of his game where he's no longer an outsider, right? Like, he's no longer this player where what he's doing is out of the realm of, so teams now know what he's going to do. And so it kind of becomes more of he's getting checked a bit more. Teams know what to expect with him, and the Ducks are just kind of going through that learning curve. But while they're doing that, it's exciting in the process. Now, hopefully, if you're a Ducks fan, you understand that it's part of the process. If it's something where you're looking for something more right now, it's probably a bit frustrating. To me, the one thing that I always love about watching the Ducks and Stars play, because it just seems to always happen, is you're going to see John Gibson face like 75 shots, and eventually it'll be like 5 minutes into the third period, you'll have that moment where the Stars will score on like the fourth or fifth rebound that wasn't cleared, and John Gibson will just look at the scoreboard and just be on one knee, and he'll just be like, why? What am I doing here? Like, it feels like that happens every single time the Stars and Ducks play. You get John Gibson goes all world for like 45 minutes until finally something breaks. And it's like, what am I doing here? Why am I here?
It's very tough to justify my argument that he is really good goalie just because of the team. Yes. But I'm like, I'm telling you, this guy's a good goalie. He has been for a long time.
He is a good goalie. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I had them fighting for the wild card last year. They were in it for a while, and then they just went away. The one thing about the John Klingberg is that I believe the one-year deal included a no-trade contract until after January. So
through January 1.
Yeah, through January 1. Yeah, so, yeah, so. I totally agree with you. That was done for the trade reason, and it was very smart. And I think there absolutely will be a team because he is a – in this case, I don't really look at the plus-minus. I think he's a playmaking, you know, power play defenseman that I think can bring value to a potential contender.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We, while we're here real quick, just because literally while we were recording this came out, I think it's just an interesting thing.
Oh, okay.
When you talk about bad contracts and things like that. So the LA Kings have placed Cal Peterson on waivers today, and he's in year one of a $5 million per year contract with an 868 save percentage. So, if you ever wanted to talk, we talked earlier in the week about Stars goaltending and things like that. Like, the Kings basically had to waive a $5 million a year goalie today. So just always keep that in perspective whenever you're getting worried about where your dollars are going with Jake Oettinger.
one would absolutely guess that that will clear waivers.
Yes.
I was trying to think of the LA Kings player that I'm looking him up right now. I need to know this. That was in the same, I want to say the same draft year as Heiskanen.
Oh, Vilardi.
Gabe
Vilardi,
yeah. You know, he was slower to develop, but, you know, doing pretty well for them now.
Yeah. He had a good start to the year.
Yeah. Yeah, they're an interesting team. And who knew Seattle? I mean, God, I watched Vegas last week and they were in command. And then all of a sudden over the weekend, Seattle goes into Vegas, wins. Vancouver goes into Vegas, wins. So that gambling slump as far as, you know, not having your legs because you were out the night before, I just don't think that's the case.
Yeah.
I mean, so sure. That, yeah, absolutely. Well, Sean, thank you so much for filling in for Craig Ludwig, who is on the road with his team practicing and doing a whole bunch of other things. And thanks for your perspective on the Roope Hintz contract. I think it's a very interesting one, and it's fascinating to see, you know, the Stars locking up their core members and their youth for years to come. So really appreciate you joining us today.
For sure. It's always fun.
That's going to do it for another edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Thanks to Sean Shapiro for joining us, and we'll be back on Friday with another podcast to recap the Ducks game right here on The Fan.